Welcome aboard the Turkish Airlines podcast channel. Are you ready for a new adventure?
Merhaba, passengers. This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard the inaugural episode of the Widen Your World podcast, part of the Turkish Airlines series.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Is Forex a scam designed to take wealth out of the hands of Black people?
Let's show this clip, because this is actually an interesting clip. So let's show this clip.
Yeah.
Forex trade halal or haram?
I'm not going to answer this. Every time I come to Kenya, to Nigeria, to Uganda, to any African country, the first question is Forex halal or haram? You guys don't have a life? This is the only way of making money quickly? And find me someone who made money and became rich through Forex. One. They all made quick gains and great huge losses. So every single one is addicted. It's like gambling. Oh yes, I'm a professional gambler. How much you made? Oh, nothing. I'm minus 2,000. But inshallah, I'll make it one day. Ya akhi, this is an addiction. You want quick gain and profit. And you know that this platform is designed to scam you, to take your money, and so many haram things in it. Go back to my previous videos and inshallah you'll find.
Okay. So this is interesting. This clip is interesting because this guy, I guess he's a sheikh from Saudi Arabia who I'm assuming is well versed in finance and makes YouTube videos as well. That's what I got from my cognitive skills. Yeah. And he was speaking, I believe he was in Kenya. So obviously you saw in a video what he's really saying without saying it. Mm-hmm. Every time I go to any Black country, Black African country, first thing you guys ask me about is Forex. Like, you don't understand that this is a scam? That's pretty much what he's saying, right? Yeah. And so what that's telling me is that in Africa, that's prevalent,
right? Rampant.
And he's saying pretty much every African country that I go to, this is the number one question that I'm getting asked. It's just, and like, and it was interesting because I see the same thing happen in America.
For sure.
And it's like, okay, so it's like marginalized people, right? Mm-hmm. Who have ambition, but might not have that level of opportunity, education, access, whatever, right?
It's get capital.
Rich. They play off of your emotions,
yep,
as a get rich quick scheme. So when he said that, I'm like, damn, maybe this is a global issue with Black people. Now, do I think that Forex market is a scam? No, of course not. It's the biggest trading market in the world. I mean,
allegedly. Like, I'm done with y'all getting that bullshit off too. I told y'all episode 70 when they interviewed me then, that's cap too. All the fucking Vanguard. This one I'm a weaponized MicroStrategy ain't traded a fucking pip. What are we talking about? Allegedly. When we went to the exchange together a few times, you see anybody in the pit talk about Forex? I don't want to hear about the one fucking trade George Soros took in 1922 that Druckenmiller told him to get in. Y'all hated me then. Oh, you don't know, Rashad, how you talk to him. Don't nobody who can actually trade. Go ahead, my brother. I'm sorry.
I feel you. Okay. So, okay. Now, do I think that the whole entire thing is one Ponzi scheme? I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say that. But I do feel like the multi-level marketing aspect of it and a lot of way that is maybe promoted, especially to what I've saw our community, it definitely is done with the intention of pyramid scheme type vibe.
For sure.
Right? So that was interesting for him to say that in Africa. And he said it in a respectful manner, but it was also kind of like, I don't want to say condescending, but it was a little bit of like,
well, as a matter of fact, though.
He's like, yo, you guys don't got a life. Like, you don't have a life. Like, why are you always asking me about Forex? He's like, name me one person that got rich off of Forex.
And that's what, and all the people that you guys have met, we can go from high to low. Do any of them ever mention that being in their portfolio? Do you want to take my word for it? Just that y'all met a bunch of billionaires. Y'all met a third of all the black billionaires. Do any of them say, yo, when I got my capital out of venture capital, I swapped it out for GBP, JPY. There are instruments, warrants, restructured debt, collateralized instruments, credit default swaps, futures, options. That's a whole gamut of things that we can talk about, some that we don't have access to, right? Angel investment at scale, venture capital at scale, water rights, royalties, music rights, media, B2B, B2C, B2 government, restaurant tour. How often does Forex come up? I hate to be the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. I know I have a few trading friends. I trade futures, have been damn near 10 years now. I don't know anybody on the institutional side that trades that isn't an option to trade, not like the option instrument, but is it possible? Yes, but no big banks, big governments, big retail traders are leaning there. I mean, the only person I know who trades Forex incredibly well and makes a living from it is Jessica. Jessica trade her ass off. All you other ones who had a dark wing duck pattern that y'all was selling with that little bot with and didn't make no money off of it.
And that's that. And that's actually the only person that we've ever spoken to about Forex.
For sure.
With Jessica. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting because when he said, name me one person that got rich off of Forex. He also said, it's like gambling. He said, you ask any professional gambler, like how much money you make, I'm down 2,000. He said a variety of different things in a short period of time. But he said, yo, don't even ask me about this no more, man. Don't even ask me about this.
I mean, if it's the most traded market in the world, then why doesn't the Saudi royal family or the Vatican do it? Every other investment structure I talked about, the Vatican a part of. You don't have to believe, go look at the context clues from what people. Now, is it potentially a good way to get started? Hypothetically, but and the real game, if you're going to trade, is not in the day trading, this even with futures. The real game is in the swing trades. It costs more. There's a reason why the 2-year leap costs more than 0-day option, or a warrant will cost more, or swing trading the S&P 500 or swing trading the VIX costs more because the probability of winning is higher. The real game is the swing trade, though. But shout out to everybody in Forex. I know y'all killed me. And then the market killed y'all. But sometimes truth does not come packaged the way that you want it, but you have to respect it for being the truth, nonetheless. And they have Forex futures that you can trade and Forex options you can trade that pay 40 times more. But I've learned not to demonize an audience, so these are my thoughts and the thoughts of E&J Dunlap and not Rashad or Earn Your Leisure or Troy Millings. Okay. or in Best Fest. Attack me. Hey, my guy, don't clip this up and put this on my page either. I appreciate you. No day. No day options. So,
no day
options. What other financial instruments are targeted towards us to take money from us? This Pop the Balloon show is very, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because what's the CPM on just targeting that and the dating conversations towards us?
Multi-level marketing as a whole. We've never done an episode with a multi-level or multi-level marketing for a reason. I'm sure that there are some level of legitimacy in multi-level marketing, but there's a lot of scam in multi-level marketing.
For sure. For sure. What's the worst? Multi-level marketing or lock the door?
Lock the door, probably, because you can't leave. Multi-level marketing is bad because you don't know what you're getting yourself into. Like, they invite you to these meetings. They're like, yo, just come. I started a new business and I just want to share it with you. And I just, you know, it's like, you know, and then you get there and then it's like a 30-minute video, travel video about you deserve the life of the rich and famous. And then it's like, okay, like if you sign two people up,
they picture you on your life.
If you sign two people up for 2 weeks in a row, then you reach regional level. Once you reach regional level, now those two people have to sign two people, and then those two people have to sign two people, and then those two people have to sign two people, and then you become senior diamond status, and then semen diamond status, you make $10,000 a month residual income. Then if you can actually get to the point where you have 10 people under your umbrella, then you'll be platinum gold, and then the platinum gold, you'll be making $100,000 a month, and you get to travel free. Like, remember the You Should Be Here shit?
Legendary. Yeah, I remember. Yep.
Legendary.
Yep.
Legendary World Ventures. What happened to the World Ventures situation? Wonder. Legendary.
Shit. Herbalife stock at $8.84, and they publicly traded.
Coffee. Crazy. They was pushing coffee at one point.
Melaleuca. Yeah, I remember the coffee play. Origami Gold or whatever it was called. I'm like, y'all competing against Starbucks? Ooh, tough. Gotta be more careful.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.